Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
All right, man, it's episode 160, and yes, indeed, it is October. It is time for Fans on Patrol. It's spooky, ookie, dookie Halloween. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire robust posse containing Miss Tifflebot. How are you, Tiff?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm feeling Halloween-y. I'm feeling spooky, ookie bookie, and because we couldn't wait for this shit, and so ha, we're here. Also, Mr.
SMOOVE, spell smooth, not your mama.
Oh boy, we got
that's how I'm feeling.
We're gonna play the dozen today. That's all good.
We're not. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling good because I got my Ghostface killer ticket, son.
Your Ghostface killer.
Oh, yeah, he's coming Sunday, son, 22nd.
Damn.
Ghost Dini.
Wait, oh, that's like a, what's that, a rapper?
The Wallaby Champ.
That's like a hip hopper.
Tony Stark, son.
Oh, come on, man.
Is that one? Hell, yo.
That's a hip hopper.
Wow.
That's one of those hip hopper guys.
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna respond to this dude.
Young Bengals children's.
Right.
All right, and also you can hear him, your friend, my friend, my boy, Beat Him Down from Coke 45 Podcast. How are you, Beat Them Down?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm sorry, I'm on the show so much.
What? Hey. I'm not sorry.
I'm apologizing to the listeners. Like, I'm so sorry, guys.
Well, I'm selfish and I only think about myself.
That's right. We got the whole family here. Everybody feeling good. It's Halloween time, man. We got a whole 3 weeks of this stuff. This is beautiful stuff, man. You know.
Woo!
I know. We wanted to start this last week so bad, but we couldn't. Yeah. We did the.
Can we play the Monster Mash?
I can play that terrible song for you, but it's playing right now, Tiff. If you just listen very carefully.
That's a good request.
That's Tiff going up to the DJ at the party. You say, hey!
Right. That and Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be Thriller. Like that. It would be like, hey. Hi, I don't. Monster Mash. That's what would happen.
Somebody get the drunk girl off the floor. So let me, you know what, we are podcasting here, y'all. We not new, so let me tell people about the news. So in the title, as you heard, Flatliners at New York Comic Con. We're talking about some trailers because we didn't go to New York Comic Con. Some people we know went to New York Comic Con.
Lucky.
Yeah, but we got a bunch of trailers. Thank God for some news. Because we're going to be talking about a little Pacific Rim. Tiff brought the Runaways back into this mix. Justice League, they dropped a nice little trailer there.
Yeah, it was.
Future Man, something different.
That's something different. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Replicas with my favorite Hollywood person, Keanu Reeves. And can I get the little mute? Oh, there it is. Yep. Star Wars. Every week we manage to throw Star Wars on the show.
But this is like important Star Wars news.
Huge.
Man.
Damn right. And so we're going to talk about that Star Wars trailer. So that'll be great for all you boys and gals out there. What else we doing today? We got a spook. What do we got, Tiff, for Facts on Patrol? Because it's not spooky oogie.
It is not spooky. It is 6 degrees of Kevin's bacon.
I knew it.
It is not about who's related to Kevin Bacon. It is a game where you guys guess what movie he's in based on the temperature of Kevin's behind his bacon. Kevin's bacon.
Oh shit! Oh, she sucks.
Awesome.
So I've rewritten it. It's just for fun, you guys. It's probably an easier quiz, but it's gonna be a good time.
Okay. Well, with that, are you guys ready to get it on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I see trouble on the way.
All right. Believe it or not, with all this good stuff on the show, this is a Tiff show. So, Tiff, won't you guide us through what we got going on here?
That was a compliment.
You are rude. So, the first trailer that we have is for Pacific Rim 2, which, if you're a listener, you know that Montego and I are super, super stoked about.
Super fans. Indeed.
So, I don't know, like, how did you feel generally about this trailer, Montego?
Oh, man. This is the one I was waiting for because they've been playing around and they've been throwing a little something here, a little something there. And I wasn't too crazy about the other one with the, you know, the Jaeger just standing there and then John Boyega coming out like, you've been recruited, kind of, you know, like that
Star Trek Troopers
thing. Great. Right. But this, man, oh, my goodness. This looks beautiful. Now, I'm going to say right off, it doesn't have the same look as the last movie, you know, with the neon lights and stuff. There's a lot of day scenes and stuff, so
yeah,
this director felt like he had to, like, you know, make it different,
a little happier,
I guess. But I am happy to see the two science nerds in it, thank God. You know, they were so good to me. You got John Berger in this movie, who's playing Idris Elba's son, I think. Yeah. And so, you know, listen, I don't give a damn. Even though it looks different from the last one, I'm excited. So that's all I'm gonna say, so I can give other people a chance to say something. Because I could really go, I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I won't. Smooth.
Yeah. This looks like the Gundams. You know, they look like they've been watching a lot of anime and, you know, kind of getting it right. I'm interested to see if it's two teams that are against each other. Two, Jaeger teams. Or are they just practicing against each other, seeing who's got the best Jaeger, man? And then they got the big baddie, like the big super duper monster.
Yeah, they look like ants next to him, man.
Yeah, you know. So I'm wondering if they're gonna team up like Voltron to make a big ass Jaeger bot.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Beat him down. So beat him down to proves. I'm like, that's terrible, but
that'd be fucking amazing. Oh my god. Nah, dude, I fucking love giant robot animes all day, from fucking Big O to Voltron. Oh, yeah. You name it, I'm all about it. Yeah, the Jaegers look a lot different, but they look more marketable, like a lot easier to see. Yeah. A lot of Transformers 2 type shit, where they're just not all like wires and big, you know, clunky pieces. I don't give a fuck, I'm fine with it. But that goddamn music was making it really hard to get through this trailer, man, because I was enjoying what I was seeing, but that remix of Tupac made me cringe the entire fucking time, and I was struggling to get through the fucking trailer, man. It was horrible.
Really?
Horrible.
I didn't even notice the music. That's odd for me.
It was so bad. It was god awful.
I hate when they try to
integrate Tupac in movies and stuff. I just stop it. It's a terrible trend. Just play Power again. Just play Kanye's Power again. Fuck it. Who cares? Just do it again for 3,000 times.
So this sounds like one of those things that everybody's going to be in. But hey, Tiff, what did you think about this?
Not that I don't like giant. I know. Uh-oh. It's not that I don't like giant robots, because I do. Like, I love Neon Genesis, but like, and you know, what is that supposed to mean? But you're right. there is, you know, Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Is a big kaiju fan. Like, he likes Godzilla, and he does like Neon Genesis Evangelion. He likes all that stuff. Kind of like a love letter to kaiju movies, right? It was like his idea. It was like a beautiful merging of the two, which is like beautiful. I thought that was so great, and it's such a nice story and an interesting story. And then this one, I know what you guys mean. I'm gonna watch it, like you guys said, but it just looks. It does. It's almost too clean. It's like when you, like, oh, remember when we used to go to like those basement parties when we were teenagers, and like we had like these magical times, even though it was like a dump. And then you try to do the same thing when you're 30. It's like a wine and cheese party at your friend's house, and you're like, I'm going home. This is boring.
That's like the most accurate analogy of all time, but that's actually really fucking good.
So you missed
all basis that was. That's accurate.
You missed the grungy.
I just don't want to. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I like the down and outs. I like the you know, the newness of it. Like the majesty of the mystery. But like, this looks like, you're right. Like, they've made it more palatable. It's for viewing audiences. It looks a little bit more Transformers-y. Like the part where like they all do their own special move before they start fighting. And I was like, no, don't do this. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little worried.
That's enough of that one, man, because it wasn't that exciting.
Nah,
but
you get to some good shit right here.
Let's talk about the Justice League.
All
right. Oh, you sound pretty excited, Dwayne. Why don't you go first, man?
Oh man, this looks great. Even though you got the fear of them overdoing it. I don't think they overdid it at all. And I was watching it. I'm trying to see if I can see Supergirl. I don't know if she's in there, but I think she is going to be in there.
Hopefully not.
Why not?
We don't need that.
Come on, man.
We
need more women. More women.
Yes.
Flying around. You know what I'm saying?
That was such a cheap shot he just pulled right here on the top.
Hey, no, what?
Hey. It was a good one, though.
It worked. Yeah,
it was such a cheap shot.
No, it ain't.
My eyebrows went up like, huh?
Can I say something? All the ladies who listen to Fans of Patrol, don't be fooled by all the years of bullshit Dwayne has said on this show. Oh shit! So you in like Flynn?
Oh hell yeah, I'm there.
Okay,
I'm there, you know what I'm saying?
All right, beat them down. What do you think about what do you think about this, man? This is a different trailer. I mean, some of the scenes are familiar, but it's different.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the whole, you know, Superman, you know, being like, hey, I guess that's a yes. It's like, all right, that's cool. But like, here's the thing, man. Like, you know, I'm not gonna bash DC because I feel like I've done plenty of that. But what I will say is, I try to look at the signs. You know, I try to break down what exactly is going on here, like in the meta world, like in the real world. Like for someone to say all in, that's what you do when you're gambling. And you're just pushing all the chips toward the table and just like, this is it, guys. Let's do it. Mm-mm. Ride or die.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
And I'm kind of feeling it, man. I'm kind of feeling like they're just basically like, fuck it. Here we go. Just deal with it. I'm on the fence about Aquabra. Mm. The my man line kind of like.
I love that line.
Come on, man. Yeah.
I love
it. It's like, just don't do it all day. Just don't do it all day. Because like, if he's Aquabra. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's gonna be okay, only because like the earlier conversation about Inhumans, I'm gonna walk in there with my trash bag ready for hot garbage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I just, you know, if I get like, you know, basically, you know, I'm ready for a huge pile of shit. But if I get like a Cinnabon, I'll be like, okay, well, close, uh-huh. But I can eat this though.
So.
Tiffle. I'm just hoping for like a stomach ache, basically.
Tiffobod, where are you taking us?
I love Cinnabon. But, this trailer is not good.
Oh,
what?
This trailer is not good.
Not.
Uh-oh.
First of all, the music is boo-boo. It's awful.
Okay.
Like, it should be... Like, why are they doing this? Second of all, it's just like they're like, they might as well at the beginning of this trailer have been like, Barry Allen, the cut up. Aquaman, the skeptic. Yeah. Batman, the grouch. The hopeful one. Like, it was so fucking stupid. I was very upset. I was like, the first time I saw a trailer for this movie, I was like, this is going to be so good. They finally turned things around. Now they've taken this trailer and they're like, here's the thing about this trailer. This is why it's disappointing to me. I didn't really like it. And this is the cream of the crop. This is the best they have to show me. And the best is doo-doo.
Oh. All in. And the black superhero, Cyborg.
He still looks like trash. He looks like everyone else is there, and they painted him in.
Now
he looks like a disco ball. Real talk.
Looks terrible.
Yeah, I don't like the Cyborg. He still doesn't look good. However, this is my favorite trailer they showed for this thing, man. I like it, man. I dug it. I got excited. I want to see it. I don't give a shit about. You know how people feel. I don't care about nerd rage. You know, I mean, I like Aquabra, and I don't think you're gonna get Aquabra because I'm from the other trailers. You know, with him drinking the liquor and looking pissed off and stuff. I mean, maybe once he starts.
I mean, but it was in slow motion. He looked badass. It was like, you know the shot. Like, I'm gonna take a hard swig and throw the bottle down because I'm gonna punch somebody or somebody pushed the old lady on the ground or something. I don't know, man. It's and then the fact that the sky was red makes me concerned of like how far the apocalypse is gonna invade an Earth like in this first movie, and I'm kind of just like, why? How How long is the movie going to be?
Maybe it's not Earth.
It might be.
Montego, you stop it.
Maybe it's not Earth. It might be Apocalypse.
It's Apocalypse.
It could be Apocalypse. But I also don't know. I don't know, like, Dwayne, because you're over in Ohio, man. I don't know if he's, like, concussed from watching so much episodes of Inhumans. They're like, Montego's punch. Like, he's punch drunk right now. He's just like, anything with, like, a budget will be great right now.
I think, like, you're so stubborn, Montego. Like, as soon as you even get a whiff that there's, like, people are not liking, you're like, no, it's great. It's the best.
They have right now. He's like, we're gonna see the movie. We're gonna like it.
That's good. You shut your mouth.
I'm digging it, and I can't wait. And you know what? I can't wait to go to see this one. I didn't have the I can't wait mentality before this. I was like, oh, it's
because
cool.
People were excited about it.
Well, no, I don't think people have been excited about it. I think it's become so just, I want to jump on DC that I'm, you know, it's like you hear the same goddamn opinion. Not that that's what y'all just did, but, you know, you hear the same stuff and you're like, goddamn, do you guys just listen to each other talk and do you ever formulate your own opinion? You know, so.
You get it? Well,
moving on. I need to beat the shit out of Tiff before this is over with. Moving on. I'm excited.
It's time for some social media. How about you do our calm down and do our social media, Montego?
Shit. No problem, Tiff. And get me out of this some kind of way. Okay, for everything's Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, we got an email. It's fans@fansofpatrol.com. You can chat with us directly, or if you want to do it out in front of everybody, you can hit us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We got accounts there, and we like to have fun. And the Facebook is acting better, but it's still not fixed, y'all. You want to listen to us? We're on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbeam, iTunes. Tune in. Give us a 5-star review. We know you're not, but if you do, we're gonna jump for joy. Shit, it'd be the first review in a year. However, folks have been talking to us on Podbean, so that's a beautiful thing, too. So we're going to start talking to people on Podbean, since y'all don't want to talk to us on iTunes, goddammit. So that's all I have to say, and I'm going to throw it to my other co-host, Mr. Beat Them Down, to give us Coke 45 social media.
If you guys want to be a hero, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Coke 45 Podcast. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube. And yes, hit us up on cult45podcast.com, where Net Nameless, the creator of our theme song, came up with a new project, Nameless Beats Volume 4. Yeah, we're on fucking Satchel, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Message in a Bottle, you name it, we're on it.
In the ocean.
Back to you, Montego.
Thank you there. Thank you, sir. Okay, so now maybe we'll have something that Tiffobot and Beat Him Down can crawl out of that goddamn monster hole that they're in and might like something.
But you know what? We prefer to call it a reality hole.
Right. That's right.
That's where we live.
I'm over here fist bumping smoke.
I mean, Transformers and your Justice League.
Me and Smooth is fist bumping over here, so the hell with y'all. We're good to go.
That's
all right, Beat Them Down. Enough of the bullshit. Let's unite all on something here.
Yo, you gotta hit that music.
You know what time it is.
All right, we got some nice little music going right there. Who gets to go first, goddammit?
I think you should go first. You deserve to go first.
Because I've been getting my ass whooped this whole podcast.
No. Because you're like Mr. Star Wars.
Oh, God. Well, let me say this. I liked the first trailer better, honestly.
What?
Yeah, I honestly did.
Listen, you know what? At first, I was just kidding. At first, I was just kidding about this attitude. But now, I believe that it is straight up bullshit, because there's just no fucking way that you can be anti on everything that we're pro.
No.
Pro on everything that we're anti.
I'm not anti.
He's butt up shirt Joker. That's what he is.
I am. Straight up is Joker. Shit. Well, let me say this. I like all the red in the thing, and I like everything I'm seeing. I'm just so interested. I guess you know what's getting me about Star Wars is I have no idea what this movie is going to be about. I mean, I know it's Star Wars, but the trailers haven't given anything away, and I have no idea what direction the story is going in, kind of like the first one, and I'm like struggling. I want to know.
No, because you want to know what? You cannot have it both ways, Mr. goes dark on trailers because it gave too much information away to me.
Yeah, you're right.
And now it's this one that's not good enough. We've been together too long. I'm on to you now.
But I will say this, man. Of course, the visuals look great. I love all the daytime scenes that they show in Star Wars movies now. Mm-hmm. And everything looks beautiful and looks like it's real. This whole thing, which, you know, Supreme Commander Smoke or Stoke or whatever his name is and shit, I think it's a beautiful thing. The one scene got me was it looked like Kylo Ren was about to kill his mama on that ship.
He is.
And no way in hell they're going to put that in the trailer and that's going to be the way she dies. It's not going to be that one. That's just some bullshit. It's misdirection. There's no way they would get that away like that.
Yeah, I feel you on
that. Yeah. But no. Everything looks great, man. I just want Kylo Ren to die. I wanted him to die in the first movie. I really did.
I mean, yeah, I think they want to make you believe that he won't kill her, but it's like, he killed his dad. He's going to kill her.
Why wouldn't he kill
her?
It just won't be there. It won't be at that moment.
Yeah, she'll die, but it's not that one.
And like he'll probably be responsible. It was pretty deep. That, to me, that was the most profound moment in the trailer is when he did the little thingy. So,
Really?
To me, that was the most profound moment. I was like, wow.
Not for me.
Well, Tiff, why don't you tell us what was your most profound moment in there?
When Kylo Ren, when she's like, I need someone to teach me all these things, and he reaches his hand out, and I was like, if she goes over it with him, I will shit.
That's two scenes being spliced together. That's two scenes, two different scenes being spliced together. It's not the same scene.
Hey.
I guarantee you. Guarantee you.
I will not have, you know what, fine. If that's the case, I will just watch it as for, you know, however long Star Wars movie is, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Right. I'll just watch that trailer and end this loop for 2 hours and 30 minutes. That'll be my own personal version of Star Wars.
Nice.
I need someone.
I like it. I think this trailer looks great. It got me excited. My friend and I watched the trailer together after it was over. He chanted, more, more, more. So I know that even the common folks are excited. He's a common folk. So even the regulars are coming out of the woodworks to get excited about Star Wars.
But who wants to go next here?
Only beef I got is how dumb Luke looks. That's the only beef I got. That's the only thing I got. Everything else is fantastic.
What
man.
Do you mean dumb? Like, I mean, he's scared?
Yeah, like, you know, say so you got that shaggy zoink scoop. You got that look on, man. It just doesn't, you know. It's like, you know, it's like, come on, man. Mark, get it together, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Yeah, I know you haven't been on these in years, but you know you're a little rusty. But come on, man. Get it together. Come on, man. That's the only problem I have. And I'm gonna have to spend some more money for buying a lot of these vehicles because you know I got the collection and shit. So,
yeah. I like how you call him by his Christian name. That's cold.
Right, but that's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But everything else, you like you said, I don't know. Like you said, I don't know what direction it's gonna go.
I don't
know
what this movie's about.
I see. Poe Dameron has a turbo booster on his X-wing fighter. That looks kind of cool. And then
that's what it's about. It's the turbo booster. Turbo booster. The thing is that like I mean I know we haven't heard from Beat Him Down. I don't mean to like step on his toes, but like
I don't care.
We haven't talked about that stupid porg.
Oh man!
Because you know what my reason for not talking about it is? Because I think the internet has lost their goddamn mind with just going so hard on it. I'm like, yo, come on,
yeah,
y'all.
Leave it
lying. Them damn things are probably sitting here for 1 second. I guarantee you that's not no integral part of the movie. Oh, okay. But you know, I'm gonna say this. Look at all the creatures that they highlighted in the first movie. Right. And they were basically on screen for like seconds.
Not even seconds.
A lot of those things. Like, you were like, oh, damn, they showed that all over. And he just walked through. And this one just walked through. And you're like, oh, well, they made a big deal about it. I bet you they kind of like.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know about that one, buddy. I think you can be heard on that one.
Now, I know. I really do. In the comic book, they were like connected to the Force real strong. But
This is the new BB-8. He is a porg, but he is the new BB-8.
No, they got a new BB-8.
Yeah, it's a evil BB-8.
It's a BB-9, some shit. BB.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is he shaped like? Like a fucking like evil dildo?
His head is like a toaster.
It's the same, but he's black.
Yeah, and his head is like a toaster.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because black is evil.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I thought we got really far with K2SO, but I guess not. George.
So beat him down. Your thoughts, sir.
Look, man. So after like deciphering this trailer like I've done everything else, I was able to pull out three main words for this movie that that I feel like it affected everybody subconsciously. It's bring your ass. Come on. Just come on down to the theater. Because, I mean, like, it's just... I just want to know, like, what the fuck? Like, how much did they play with this? How much did they, like, move stuff around? I need to fucking know. And I mean, the ticket was already bought. You know what I mean? But, like, this was just... Okay. I don't need any more trailers.
I figured this out.
I don't need any more trailers.
I figured this shit out.
I don't need any more.
Uh-oh. But
she is going to step toward Kylo Ren. And it's going to be...
Slap him.
It's going to be up to the Last Jedi, Luke himself, to get his ass off his cheeks and become the hero that he was supposed to be years ago.
You reading some shit?
I'm not reading nothing. I'm just looking at
it. Nah, because it does look like he shunned her. Like, he doesn't want to help her at all. Like I don't think he does. Like, he sees how strong she gets. He gets scared.
Exactly. He's going to have to get off his ass and step into this fight.
Oh, he see how strong
this
leg
is.
This is the dark chapter.
Yep.
It's going to end and put us in our fucking feelings where we're going to be even more ready for the next movie.
Right.
So, yeah, dude. It's going to... But I'm sorry, man. The Porgs are going to be a fucking integral part, either this movie or the next, and it's gonna suck.
So
that's the only thing that's gonna suck.
So it's gonna be like an Empire Strikes Back.
But it's the second act. It's always dark.
Yeah, it's all right. Bad.
Or
guys.
It's a Pokemon crossover. That'll be dope. Fucking Pokemon. Pikachu comes in the next in the movie.
Shit. Hell nah.
Well, hey, you guys. That'd be great. It's like 2 months, and then we'll be doing a podcast about this movie. Ain't that something?
That's crazy.
Ain't that something? Man. Shit.
And in between, we got Justice League and Thor, baby. It's going.
Yeah, Ragnarok, right. Hey, we got to take a goddamn break.
It's time for a break.
So we're going to cut this off, and we'll be right back with a break. So hold on to your cheeks. All right, man, we are back with Facts on Patrol. If you never heard this show before, man, Facts on Patrol is a question and answer segment. We try to have contests, and we try to get to the king of the mountain in the contest. So if you like trivia, this is it. Now, Tiff got something special for us today. It's not spooky, oogie, boogie, but we're going to try to do it anyway. Tiff, what you got for us?
Yes. Okay. I know that, like, the way I talk makes it hard to understand. This is not 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Like, who is close to Kevin Bacon. This is 6 degrees of Kevin's bacon. So how hot or cold is Kevin's behind in this movie? And I'm going to give you the clue.
What the
hell? Then you're going to guess what movie it is. You're just going to guess. It'll make sense when I ask the question.
Okay.
It'll make sense.
But don't start with me. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to start with you now.
Don't start with me.
Yep, you first.
You've sealed your fate. All right, here we go. Randomly... Okay. Bacon on Ice in this double cross where Kevin plays a man who is trying to escape with money from a mistrial or from a fake case. It's a double cross.
Ooh. That's for Dwayne, huh?
No, that's for you.
No, that's for you.
Nice try.
A double cross. Shit.
Double cross.
Can we steal?
No, ain't no steals. Get out of here.
Hey, you're not the host. We steal?
Should be your question then.
Yeah, sure. Steal it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Sure. God damn it.
You don't know it.
Okay, all right, fine. He has to say that he gives up, and then you can steal it.
Murder in the First.
No.
Nope. It's Wild Things.
It is Wild Things. Holy shit.
Told you, I'm winning this shit.
I'm winning this shit. 2 points if you get it straight out. 1 point for steals.
You know why you got that, right?
1 point for smooth.
You only got it because it was like hot chicks in the
damn
thing.
You're right about that. You're right about that. I ain't gonna fret.
God damn it.
All right.
Pissed.
The Baconator is crispy in this one, where our protagonist uses a flamethrower against him in an elevator.
Hollow Man?
Yes.
Yep.
2 points
job,
for you.
Man. Good job.
I like crispy homie. Let's get it.
Some bullshit.
Good job, man.
All right. Now appreciate. We're moving over to smooth.
That's right.
I hope you.
All right. Get a random question here. All right. This bacon is cold.
Uh-oh.
Voicing a sled dog that saves the children of a snowed-in town.
Oh, I know it. Can I steal? Can what? I fucking steal?
Wait, you can steal if he says he doesn't know it. Calm down.
Right.
So violent.
Yeah, right. Calm down, dude. Give it to me again. Snow Job? Is that the name of the movie? Snow Job?
No. Montego, you want to steal?
Was that Bato?
Yes.
Yes, I got my shit back.
I would have never got that.
All right, everybody's on the board with Beat 'Em Down in the lead with two. So we're back to Montego.
Okay.
All right.
I had to redeem myself.
Oh, I hope I win.
Bacon under fire. Kevin plays an arms dealer named Jimmy in this shoot 'em up action flick set in Thailand.
God damn it. I don't know that. Shit.
I'm sorry this bacon quiz is so hard.
Can I steal possibly if you can't get it?
I don't
Hell yeah, you can steal.
Yeah, well, what happens if you steal and you don't get it?
Nothing.
Oh my
nothing.
God.
Nothing.
You should lose a point.
No, nothing. Ain't nothing like
that. Oh, wow.
There's no risk in a steal.
I mean, look, man. I do like that idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's a beautiful idea.
Well, never mind then. Fuck.
No, steal.
I don't know. I was going to just guess.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing. Even if you steal, you'll still be not gambling.
I want to keep my foot secured on the neck of Montego Bradley.
All right. So we don't know. We're not going to answer.
No, I don't know.
The answer is Elephant White.
I'm glad I said nothing.
Yeah. Did you think it was Bangkok Dangerous?
Yes. That's what? Exactly what I thought it was.
That was your boy, Cage.
So this one is for Beat 'Em Down. The bacon's, this bacon's hotter than hell. Hell's Kitchen, shit. That is. Tell me this movie
I noticed.
Set in this New York locale about revenge on childhood bullying.
Oh,
shit. Yep. I'm stealing this.
I'm stealing it.
No, you're not. I'm stealing it.
Oh, whoever said it first gets to steal.
I did. I said it.
He said it first.
I said it.
I knew it.
I know it. Can I get
okay.
it?
Okay. Yeah. Can y'all close your mouths? Can you repeat the question?
I sure can.
Fucking hyena.
All right. We're so excited. All right. The bacon's hotter than hell. Hell's Kitchen, that is. Tell me this movie set in this New York locale about revenge on childhood bullying.
Oh my god. I'm just going to say Flatliners because I don't know.
That is not it.
It's Sleepers.
Who would like to steal?
Sleepers.
Yep.
It is Sleepers. Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Okay. Nice one, sir.
Thank you.
So, it wasn't hard, dude.
I never seen them.
So you got to see that shit.
It's a good movie.
It's a good ass movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good movie.
So, the scores, as they are coming down to Smooth with last question, it's 2 for Smooth, 2 for Beat 'Em Down, 1 for Montego.
I only answer one question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to steal.
I have.
No, you got to steal. You got to steal.
You answered 2 questions, and you answered.
Yeah, you ain't. Yeah, you missed but 2. You missed 2 questions, Montego, and you got to steal.
I hate everybody here. Go ahead.
No, calm down. Montego, you can tie yourself. Oh, my God.
Don't worry.
You stop. Wrong and you steal.
Look, Tiff. Don't worry about this dude. Let him be over here in his own little pity.
Gracious.
Yeah, come on with this question.
Okay.
I got
this. So here's the question for your last question, Smooth.
Yes, ma'am.
The bacon's getting warm.
Okay.
Working up a sweat as he digs up the basement in this
I gotta steal.
Thriller.
Steal.
Can she finish the shit?
Steal.
Well, yes.
Come, please, can you finish
it? I'll reread it.
Yeah,
the bacon's getting warm.
Steal.
Working up a sweat as he digs up the basement in this thriller.
Steal. As he digs up the basement in this thriller. I got to say Tremors?
Nope.
No.
I got it.
Who said
steal.
They were going to steal first?
Me.
I felt like I did, but I'll let my take it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all about honesty here on Fans on Patrol.
Stir of Eccles.
It is Stir of Eccles. So now we're all tied.
We all tied up. Oh, shit. Three-way tie. Let's do this. Let's do this.
For the most amazing bonus round we've ever had on Fans on Patrol.
Oh shit. Where's that special music at? How we doing this?
Okay, so here it is. Everybody, take a minute. Let's take a minute because we all need to write down. You have 30 seconds. As we all know, pork-related products make for really great nicknames and just names in general. So, what I'm asking you to do is name as many pop culture people as you can that have a pork related nickname or name in 30 seconds. All right, that's the end. So, how many did everybody get?
I got four.
Okay. I got three.
I got
four.
I got four.
I got three.
He got three.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I got three.
Yeah, he got three.
Oh, Montego, please read and verify your pork-related nicknames.
Okay, one is Porky, of course.
Of course.
Porky Pig. The other one was Porky's from the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Pork Chop, Porky Pig's girlfriend.
It's Petunia is her name.
But then you got the hand puppet Pork Chop.
Okay. All
right. No, that's Lamb Chop. That's Lamb Chop.
Oh, that's Lamb Chop.
Yeah, so you got three, dude.
It doesn't matter because you still have four.
No, we don't. You got three.
The other one is Professor Pig from Batman.
No, that's four.
No, it's three because the one that didn't count.
You're saying Pork Chop don't count.
Pork Chop.
You said,
because you said it was.
He said Pork Chop. He's talking about Porky's girlfriend.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
But there is a Pork Chop.
Pork Chop from Doug. Yeah.
All right. So I think we have to call it a tie for everybody.
Yep. Yeah,
you guys should tell me your list to make sure that they are verified.
Porkins. Okay. Somebody said Porkins, right?
Yeah, that'd be it. Mm-hmm. Pilot Pork.
I was right there with you. I was saying Jim Porkins, Porky Pig, and Miss Piggy.
Oh, Miss Piggy is a good one.
I forgot about Miss Piggy.
You said, what was the first one? Porkins? What the hell is that?
That's
Porkins. He was fat dude that got booked.
In Star Wars. Okay. Stay on target. Stay on Star Wars. Target.
I forgot about Link from the Muppets.
Link.
Yeah, there's actually a lot. That's why it's kind of fun to do.
High five,
all winners.
High five, man. Come on, give me a high five.
I ain't don't giving you like shit, that, man. I don't like not winning.
That was a pretty fun extra round.
You know what? You have to stop eating Angry Whoppers before you play
this
game.
This is bullshit!
Montego, you won as much as everybody else.
He don't want to share. He don't like sharing.
She knows she was making a man by saying that.
All right, we're getting the hell out of here. It's time for our main topic. Our main topic is
better than anyone.
Flatliners
here. How does that feel?
God damn it! All right, I hate everybody. We'll see. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. Flatliners, 1990, 1 hour, 55 minutes, rated R. Can barely understand why it was rated. Nowadays, it would have been PG-13, but it was rated R back in the day. Go ahead, Tiff.
Oh, I was going to say, you can tell it's the 90s because of everybody's pants.
And the shoulder pads and the jackets.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But mostly the pants.
The big baggy pants.
No, they weren't baggy. They was what you call that? Tapered
at the bottom.
Tapered at the bottom.
You know what? This movie came out. This was my freshman year in college, man. I saw this movie in a student center where everybody was trying to hit on everybody and beer was flying all over the place. But people got quiet and watched this movie, man, because it was us. We were young and we were free and we wanted to, you know, kill each other and shit.
It was nominated for an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah, it was nominated for an Oscar.
What?
And it was nominated for two other awards.
Get the hell out of here.
It was.
Wow.
This movie is not Oscar worthy.
Hey, beat him down. Guess what?
What's up, man?
I'm going to tell you who the director was. It was Joel Schumacher.
I know.
Ain't that something?
I know that bastard, the one that ruined the Batman franchise. The
Batman killer. Right, but actually did a pretty good movie, especially time. But if you watch this movie now, well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's dated. It'll be super duper dated.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into it, man. So the movie starts. The movie stars all the biggies from back in the day. They were all fresh, young, and babies. Kiefer Sutherland, he was straight off of Lost Boys and Stand By Me.
He was Nelson.
Kevin Bacon was off of Footloose and stuff. Julia Roberts was the most beautiful thing anybody had ever seen in the world. And then I'm watching her in this movie, and I'm like, she ain't so beautiful. But
She looked really good in this.
She was just okay.
Had the long red hair.
Nah, she doesn't.
She's really Pretty. Her body is garbage, but she was pretty though.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
William Baldwin was gonna be the next biggest thing in Hollywood, and it just he had a couple.
William Baldwin.
Well, really, they call him Billy Baldwin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Was it William Baldwin? William Baldwin.
How about Oliver?
Lord Plant? William Baldwin.
How about Oliver Plant? Man, he was so big in like the '90s and the 2000s.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, big time.
Randy Steckel.
And nobody else is all that damn important for this movie. So
Kimberly Scott, Winnie Hicks.
Well, she played a tiny, tiny role.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, man. So this is part of our Spooky Dookie Halloween movie time. Because you know what? When I saw this movie in the 90s, it was creepy as shit.
It was.
Not so much
That's
now.
That's funny because it was not creepy
at all.
It was.
Okay, let's go around the room. Did anything half-ass scare you?
Yeah.
Because something half-ass scared me. It scared me last night. I watched it.
The dog in the subway where he's like chasing out and the little kid, that was really creepy because the dog.
Yeah.
But you know what? I felt more sorry for the dog. I felt more sorry for the dog, Tiff, than I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's it.
You know what scared me?
What?
When the bicycles passed him on the street.
That was good.
That is a today horror movie thing.
It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that was good.
I was in the bed like, whoo.
Not really. It's just.
It would have remained creepy. It would have had the creepy vibe if he didn't get his ass handed to him by that little kid. Because I started laughing my ass off. I was not ready. Because when I saw him, I was like, "Ooh, that's creepy." And then when he started beating the dog shit out of him, I was like, "Wait, what?"
Hey, can I say something about little Billy Mahoney?
Yeah.
Somebody trained that little bastard to box because that kid threw his hip into every shot. I was like, that kid knows how to fight for real, man. He was like,
Kiefer felt every piece. He felt every piece. he was getting his ass whipped.
I do like about this movie that how Kiefer Sutherland starts off really arrogant and then just turns into a worthless pile of jelly by the end. He's just like, oh my, everything's scary. And the thing about is, here's the thing about this movie. Two of the people have like guilty things that they feel guilty about that like, like, okay, Kevin Bacon made fun of that little girl, but and that is pretty shitty, but like that's stuff that happens to a lot of little kids. And then Julia Roberts, like,
thought she triggered her daddy's
that,
murder.
Nothing. Right. Yeah. There's nothing about that.
Yeah.
That's guilt. Wrong.
Hold up, y'all. Let me back this shit up. Five medical students experiment on a near-death experience and involve past tragedies until dark consequences begin to jeopardize their lives. So that's what this movie is about. If you haven't seen it, it's actually, in my opinion, still worth a watch because you might laugh at it now, you know. But if you remember this movie, it was creepy for the time, man.
Right.
I mean, because a lot of the shit that happens in this movie now, people have done over and over the years. So it's not a surprise. You know, you're like, oh, okay. But so I just wanted to say that. So,
well, what I thought was creepy was when Kiefer said, "You bring the equipment, I'll bring the balls." I thought that was kind of creepy. You remember he said that shit?
No, I don't remember that.
That was a loaded line. I remember that very well. I was like, man, what?
Yeah, like, hold on. What the fuck?
I ain't bringing shit. I ain't bringing nothing.
You bring your balls? Get out of here.
Now, I think if I'm not mistaken, they shot this movie on the campus of Harvard, I think.
No, this was in Chicago.
It was supposed to be Chicago. The city was Chicago.
Yeah.
Right, but I think the actual campus was Harvard.
Okay.
I know it was because they had L trains and stuff like that. And I think the set really worked in every scene.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think that it made you feel like, you know, Gotham City, like
hell
you were.
Yeah.
It was a character.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what's funny? Like if you really think about it, where they were doing their experiments and stuff does look like a section out of Joel Schumacher's Gotham City. Yeah, he's like, I'll take this with me.
Oh, that was with Batman.
This is mine. Okay, so this movie, I want to say this movie does a lot of things where they do it very tender-footedly, where, like, they don't show some of the gory stuff happening, but they go so hard on the surgery stuff where they're like, look at these guts.
Yeah,
look at the top of this dead man's penis.
Probably where they got the R rating from, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. That is why. Right. The penis.
Yeah. You know, they built this movie on $26 million. Opening weekend, they said $10 million it made, and then it ended up making $61 million. So it did well for itself.
Yeah, yeah, it did what it was supposed to do.
You know, so.
That was like, in 90s money, that's like $1 billion.
Yeah, that was a lot of money, man. They made this movie in the 80s.
Yeah.
It was released in the 90s.
Oh, right.
So. Yeah. That's why the big shoulder pads was still in Keith Sutherland's jacket.
Yeah. So I have to ask this question because it bothers me.
Yes, sir.
It irked the fuck out of me. So in the beginning of the movie, just crazy shit because like we got a dude dying on crack and a chick whose like uterus basically exploded, and Kevin Bacon does some unauthorized surgery and he gets kicked out of school. Right.
Right.
So he decides to rappel out of his window. Like why?
You know why?
I was so confused.
They were so busy trying to establish that he was the cool one of the group.
I thought he was squatting. He owed the landlord some money or something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because his truck was like straight out of MASH too. I was like, who is this guy?
Dude, I remember.
There's so many weird things.
I remember looking at him in the movie and I remember feeling, oh, no, he's cool.
When I look at him, his face looks like a partially peeled banana. Like, there's something wrong with him.
Partially peeled?
He had the wild hair, and you remember how mad he was when he was talking. You know, his whole body was interacting. I did what I thought was right. I was like, oh, he's the angry, cool guy. You know, all he needed was a motorcycle, but they needed a truck to take everybody
around. And equipment.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, even though I was questioning everything he was doing, I thought he was super fucking cool.
Yeah, you did.
I can't deny it.
I guess it's a man thing.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you something that's even more interesting. Now that you're an older guy, you know, you're not a child watching this movie anymore. My favorite character was probably Oliver Platt. I loved everything.
Because he was fucking.
He was a smart one.
I will chronicle what you're. I'll make a book about it, but I'm not. I'm fucking laying down. Fuck that.
Yeah. So
that's because.
Go ahead.
I mean, okay, I know that we're skipping around because it's kind of, we're not really following, we're just talking about, like, the things that make us the most passionate, good or bad about this movie.
That's what's happening here, y'all, if y'all can't keep
up. I want to say, everyone learns a lesson, right? That's kind of the plot of this movie, is that we learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Right?
Billy Baldwin taped people having sex with him without their permission. And he just, at the end of the movie, he's just like, like nothing bad happens to him. He doesn't even learn a lesson. The worst thing is that his girlfriend finds out that he was doing this.
He let his fiance.
Right. Yeah, but the movie plays off that, like, the bad thing about it is that he was dishonest. Not that he was filming people against their will.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's like a weird loophole because I was gonna talk about that too, Tiff, because like he's the one to get absolution first. First of all, the biggest shithead of them all, even the accidental murder. It's a slippery slope, but I'm gonna say knowingly like taping chicks when I'm not knowing is probably like god tier douchebaggery. But the fact that he got absolution first and all he did was just lose his girl and that was it, and he was cured. But then I feel like the loophole is like he just basically filmed his back and looking at the camera for himself.
Yeah.
It was more about him than the ladies.
Right.
Well, right. And I also think that the part of this movie that is kind of like, you know, whatever, is that like we talked about, the other two people probably don't have anything to feel that guilty about. I think it's like when you forgive yourself. And I think that maybe theoretically he is a big enough asshole to believe that like, well, I lost something too now, so I should be forgiven.
Even his death experience was like just like a wet dream. It wasn't even like
it was this girl. Yeah, it was this girl. Yeah.
I forgot all those boobies. That's probably why I rated R.
When he was getting haunted by the ladies, boy, they showed it. They were able to make them chicks look pretty unattractive. Boy, I was like, man, this dude likes all types, but they not starting to look so good. You know, I was like, ooh, god, that would you?
If his ratio was that high, there was gonna be some mud ducks floating around in that piece.
That's true.
Because I ain't gonna lie, because if I had mine coming back to haunt me, it'll be a real horror movie for real. I'd be like, oh, Brandon, no.
Well, I also so like Julia Roberts and her dad, the real villain. So we are taught to think that the real villain of Flatliners is like their bad feelings. the real villain of Flatliners is her mother that looked her in the face and said, this is your fault.
Yeah, her mother was terrible.
Yeah. She didn't do anything. She's like, this is your fault.
Well, he left out the room. Well, what'd he do? He left out the room. He stormed out the room, I guess. She knew
she it. Caught him. Yeah. He stormed out the room, I guess, because he was embarrassed. Yeah. Mom said, this is your fault. Cacao. Right. He was gone.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
He was still breathing when she said it. Like, it's your fault he's on heroin. I'm like, what?
And how did he shoot himself through the window of the car when he was inside the car?
It went through the window.
Yeah, it went through the window.
But how?
Well, he put it to the back of his head. Great question. He put it to the back of his head, and it went through the front.
It was the front of the... What?
I mean, I don't understand. Y'all crazy. It would go through the window. It would.
Yeah, he thought he shot his head through the back. He put it to the back of his head and shot it.
Maybe he sat on the side of him.
Maybe he did that. Maybe he put the side of his head to the windshield.
Okay, that's maybe fair.
To the front of the windshield.
Like, because he died quick, so maybe he dove into his car, or like body first sideways, grabbed a gun.
Well, I'm for
because
one.
He uses dominant hand to blow his. See, we see a side of this shit, guys. We did it.
I liked how they gave her absolution and how the screen went from, you know, red to golden and stuff. I liked how that. I felt good when I saw that. I was like, oh, that's nice. You know, she's cool.
Touching, yeah.
You know,
that was touching.
She sure was a cold fish, though, wasn't she?
Alex, my friend from Combo Comics Cast, came and she watched Flatliners with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she
shout
said,
out to Alex.
She said, "Is Julia Roberts the only woman in medical school?" because everyone was like, "Hey, hey." Hey, it's like, and I get it.
This
calm
was
down.
The 90s, though.
It was. I mean, she had the long red hair, you know what I'm saying? She had some hips on her. She did have some hips. She had some legs.
There's nothing wrong. It's not that she's not cute.
I mean, yeah. Hips kind of, sort of, yeah.
She had some hips. I mean, you got to look at, you know, you got to fine tune it. You know what I'm saying?
It was the early
90s. That tight, everyone's going to have hips.
Don't forget the Asian teacher who was, you know, telling them, "Hey, face the consequences. You walk out of here."
Oh, and fuck her grading scale. Fuck her.
I know.
Excuse me. Some of y'all gonna get F's no matter what. Some of y'all gonna get. Like, oh well.
Well, that's
where's life. The
like
dean?
Said,
at?
That's
I don't went straight to the dean. I've been worried about that. Fuck killing myself and coming back. I've been running straight to the dean. Like, this bitch crazy.
She
man.
Said there will be four A's, like three B's, two C's.
Yeah. When we were growing up, I'm sure you remember this. Our school often graded on a bell curve.
The curve, yeah.
Well, there's
you remember
no...
the bell curve?
Yeah, I hated the bell curve because all the dummies would
yeah, would pass, yeah.
Wait, so it's like, pass. Why do we even do that so stupid? It's just like...
But you know what? You fucked up the bell curve. You made sure you fucked the bell curve up. You made sure you got 100. You know what I'm saying? He made sure he studied hard for that test. He fucked up the curve. Fuck that. He made sure nobody. Nah, you better study. I studied. Go ahead, Tiff.
No, that's it. That's the scariest part of this movie is that B C D thing. She's like, some of you are going to fail.
So, in the movie, man, Keith Sutherland loses his mind, and I don't think this is a pretty good performance by Keith Sutherland running through the graveyard talking about Ali Ali Oxenfree and all this other stuff. I was like, oh boy.
Oh yeah,
man, that was dumb.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb too, and he was supposed to be so intense in that graveyard and like losing his mind. But I will say this: I did like the scene outside when the Kevin Bacon was speaking with the Winnie character, and he was out there about to spear himself with a climbing pick,
a pickaxe, yeah, straight up pickaxe.
He was out there just hollering about himself.
Kiefer, he said, "Honk the horn."
Right.
From inside in a closed car, dumb. Like, you deserve what happens to you.
Boy, that kid laid out some whoop ass on that dude.
And he spit in his mouth. Oh, shit. Oh, I still can't watch that scene, man. I still got to turn my head with
that. That was a good twist.
I turned away. Yeah, they showed me blood and guts and like people's like innards, and I was like, eh, whatever. And then the kid's going to spit in his mouth, and I'm like,
right, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. That shit was gross.
Like, he gets forgiven for killing that kid because he screams, "I'm sorry," very frighteningly from the tree branch.
Well, he was probably sorry for real.
Yeah.
You know, before it was all probably bullshit.
But he actually got in his
shoes. Imagine if someone had a knife to your throat. You'd be like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'll tell him whatever he wants to hear. Like,
but this kid was getting his ass whooped. This guy was getting his ass whooped over and over and over.
And he switched, and then he switched places. He seen, you know, saying like, oh shit, you was getting rocks thrown at you. You got a dog chasing you. Oh shit, they chased you up a tree. Yeah, this is horrible. Then you fell out the tree. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know what I'm saying? You busted your head on a rock. Oh shit, yeah, I'm definitely sorry for that.
You know, I just realized Keith are fucking lied to them the entire fucking time, because yes, like that amazing nice field was literally the site where he killed that kid.
Yeah, that wasn't nice.
Yeah,
I felt warm. I felt at home. He fucking lied. That piece of shit.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely didn't deserve
any absolution. He should have died in his sleep.
Yeah.
What an ass.
Yes, because he hasn't changed from the time that he murdered that child to the time that he was an adult. He was a manipulative, lying butthole who would be like, this is great, you guys should really try it. Not because it would help him any, but just so everyone would be as miserable as he was.
And now he's what prescribing shitty medicine, getting rich, sitting on the beach somewhere.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Side effects.
Yeah, fuck him. fuck Nelson, man. He should have died, piece of shit.
Yeah, Nelson was.
That's what he saw. like he literally saw where he murdered a child right off the bat. That was the field. That wasn't fucking the same field from Gladiator, you piece of shit. You what a douche.
It did look like the same field from Gladiator.
It really did. It looked so comforting. And I realized you're a fucking child murderer and you took your dog out. You're like two birds, one stone.
Yeah, I think I felt more bad and sad for that dog out there just crawling around.
Oh, of course.
I was like, God damn, y'all killed a dog, man.
Broke his back.
the dog takes back. Precedence.
Over the people.
He was just barking. He was just excited.
Right.
He didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. Yeah, he thought they was playing. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, y'all throwing rocks? That's cool.
Right, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Just cheering them on. Catch the rock, Billy. Catch the rock. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. So, y'all can hear. The movie wasn't so spooky, ookie bookie, even though they had a nice little Halloween scene in it to kind of remind me of OU, the big college Halloween celebration. But it wasn't that spooky. It's kind of funny, but I still enjoy watching it, man. I don't know if it's because it was a movie from my past and I had an endearment for it. You know, if I would have came in cold turkey and saw it, I might not have liked it. I don't know. What y'all think? Y'all think y'all would have liked it cold turkey?
I would say
no. I don't know. No, yes, because actually this is the first time I've actually seen this movie all the way through.
Okay, what about you, Smooth?
Say the first 45 minutes, if I didn't see this movie the first 45 minutes, yeah, I would have been like, oh shit, this is kind of good. But then after that, you know, it kind of got, yeah, like what you know, it kind of got like, yeah, okay, it's kind of dated.
Beat them down?
No, all jokes aside, I actually legit enjoyed this movie because I was really interested to see where it was going. And, you know, even for the final resolution to be what it was, I was totally okay with it. I actually liked the movie.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. I think it. I understand what I'm seeing. When you see a movie, you say 1990. Oh, well, you know, it's a long time ago. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that they did is being done over and over and so many times now, even on TV shows. You know, what are you going to do? So I think that's it, man. I think we had fun with Flatliners, man. We got to get a spooky one for next week, man. We need something scary, man. You know, scarier.
Yeah.
So we came to do the damn thing, man. You know, we enjoy Flatliners. You guys should go check it out. You might enjoy it. But it's not scary, y'all. It's not going to scare the shit out of you. That's for sure. If that's what you're looking for during this season. So I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my Dynamite co-host, Captain Smooth-A-Lot.
SMWOVE, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
And my sensitive co-host.
You guys, it's me. And I think that if I had to do Flatliners, it'd be that time that I was really mean to some friends in high school. I always think about it. Oh, thank you and good night.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Beat him down.
Thanks for having me, guys. And if you killed a kid and you went into a coma, just walk into the light and die.
You deserve it, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Little PSA.
Embrace death. You know. Embrace death.
Oh, boy. All right, man. We'll see you guys next week. And the movie is to be announced, man. We're gonna see what we're going to do. But it's going to be spooky. All right. We'll be right back. I mean, we'll see you next week. And until next week, the hell with you, Dwayne. We will be on patrol.
Patrol. Stop eating angry Whoppers, dude. Before the show.